Well, today we are definitely giving this day to the seniors, and we're recognizing them today because this is the one day throughout the course of their 7 years here that they will sit in Element as some of them already graduated seniors, some of them not yet graduated, but will graduate in the next couple of days seniors. And so we honor them today, and today is given to them both this service and somewhat the message. But this year we decided to utilize the current sermon series that we have to celebrate with seniors. If you've been here the last several weeks, we've been walking through a sermon series called The Voice, and we have been discussing the various ways that God speaks to us and how we can discern His voice in our lives and thus determine His will for our lives and live for Him, to glorify Him and to lift Him up, to lift His name so that we can be maximized in our advancement of the kingdom. We have explored a number of ways that God speaks to us. Let me recount a couple of those. The first primary way that we said God spoke to us, Joy, was through Scripture. I would say 99% of the time when God speaks to you or has a word for you, it will come through His holy sacred word, through these 66 canonical books, if I could say that. And we explored that and talked about how God speaks through Scripture. Another way that God speaks to us is through prayer. And through prayer, God aligns our heart with His will, like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, when He said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." That was an act of prayer whereby God aligned Jesus' will with the Father's will, so where He could fulfill His goal of dying for the ransom of many, Scripture says. So God speaks through prayer. Another way that God speaks to us is through nature, and we discussed that last week. For those of us that love to connect with nature and love to be outside, God speaks through nature and shares His will with us. The fourth way that we discuss God speaks to us is through His Holy Spirit, and how He has that still small voice in our life that somehow prompts us at times, and we get this sense that God is speaking to us. Today, we are finishing the series, seniors, and honoring you at the same time by exploring how God speaks to us through other people. And we're going to get a chance in just a few minutes to hear from some of you seniors how God has used people in the student ministry to speak to you. Before I do that, though, let me just say this to you guys, seniors. So it's been a fun run, right? 6-something years, I think, I've been with you. About 6 years I've been with you guys. My earliest memory of you guys was on the Matamoros, Mexico mission trip. I think that was the first one. You guys were 7th graders then, is that right? 7th graders when you went on the Matamoros, Mexico mission trip. I won't go into the gory details of that, but if you remember, that was the mission trip where all of the guys were under one roof that night, sleeping together in this huge bunkhouse, and the 7th graders were obnoxious that night and would not be quiet. Right, gentlemen? No, not you, right? But boy, how you've matured since then. That was my earliest memory, and today is my most recent memory, obviously, where I stand up here and get to say, job well done. It's been fun, and God has used you greatly, and hopefully God has used this group of people greatly. In between those two memories, there are a number of memories packed in between. Some of those, a lot of those, consist of mission trips. Out of you guys, who has ever gone on a mission trip with Champion 4 Student Ministry since I've been here? So a very good group of you guys has done that. And so I have a lot of fond memories of mission trips, whether it be to New York or England or San Francisco or Chicago or Washington, all those various places we can remember. Those were great memories. Other memories I have, won't mention any names. There are some people in this class who have brought excitement to my life. One group in particular was the group of seniors that went to my house one day in a game of senior tag and broke into my house through the doggy door, held my daughter and my niece captive against their will, and continued to take the door locks off of my house and take the doors off the hinges to get to my daughter and my niece. And then take her car and joyride around the block, all in good, clean fun. Right? Yeah, we won't ask you to stand. But nonetheless, incredible memories. I am so thankful of all the Element services we've had together and all the various opportunities I've had a chance to speak into your life. And whether or not you know it, Michael, you guys have spoke into my life greatly. So thank you very much. The way we are set up to do student ministry here is this. I said it this morning in the worship service. I'll say it again here. You know, you guys graduate from high school now, and based on whatever school board or school you go to, your ISD and the state determines, the school board determines what is necessary for you to graduate and be a successful graduate. Some of those things that you had to do were classes like algebra. Pretty exciting, right? You're like, why in the world am I doing this? Because it prepares you for the future. Other classes consisted of things like physical earth sciences, right? Various sciences you had, chemistry, whatever it may be. You learned things in those classes you thought was really cool. Most of you guys had to take probably, is it 2 years of a foreign language you had to take to graduate now? And you had to take a foreign language to graduate. And you had to meet this set of criteria to graduate. Now, whereas you don't have to meet a set of criteria to graduate from the youth ministry, right? You can't fail out of the youth ministry, or some of you would have. No, you can't fail out of the youth ministry. But there are certain expectations that we have as a student ministry that we have for ourselves to impart in you. And that's why we have curriculum designed for our life group time that you're taught from the time you're a sixth grader. You learn about Christ. You learn about community. You learn about character. And then in 10th grade, you begin learning about truth. You begin learning about who you are in Christ and the freedom that you have in Christ. And then in 11th grade, we're teaching you how to discern God's will for your life. And in 12th grade, you're learning this year about apologetics and how to defend your faith. So we had a set of criteria that we're trying to impart into your life so that you can be God-fearing, wholehearted followers of Jesus Christ when you graduate, and whatever discipline God chooses for you to go into, you will be a productive citizen of both this world, but more importantly, the kingdom of God. Now, to accomplish that, we've used people in a good way. We've used your sixth grade life group director, your department directors, the student staff, other students who have consistently spoken into your life as though they were speaking the words of God into your life. I can tell you this, you'll never be able to estimate the value of those people that are in this room, some of them, that have spoken into your life, including your parents, who have spoken into your life to somehow produce a wholehearted discipler. So here's what I want to do, real quick, before I invite the four guys up that I have. I would like for any adult in the room who has had the privilege of teaching these students at some level, whether it be in sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, whatever it might be, if it was a camp team that you were one of their camp leaders on, or maybe Dulas' college students that are here, if you had the privilege of teaching one of their small groups on Sunday nights, would you guys stand for just a moment if you've had the privilege of speaking the words of God into the lives of these students? And please remain standing. So as you remain standing for just a moment, just remain standing for a moment. As you do, I just want to say this to you guys that are standing. Their success or failure does not depend upon you, right? If that were the case, you'd be like, oh, me. Their success or failure does not depend upon you, but I will tell you this. Their success in the kingdom of God, in part, will be a result of you faithfully administering the word of God and wisdom into their lives through life groups, through small groups in your homes, through camps, or whatever it may be. Today is a celebration for them, but we celebrate what you guys have done in the lives of these students and how you are an instrument for God to speak truth into their lives. And when they succeed one day, you get to applaud them and see what God does through them because you were faithful. And if they should fail one day, you become financially responsible for them for the rest of their lives. Just kidding. So, seniors, would you one last time say thank you to these guys and put your hands together for the crew that has worked diligently. Thank you, guys, and you can be seated. You bet. And so I've invited a couple of students up from the senior class, and they're going to join me right here now, and Mr. Sargent's going to give them a microphone. And I've got a couple of questions for them because I want to hear from them. I want to hear what has God spoken into your life as a result of the people that just stood up and the countless hours that we put into student ministry and into your life through camps, through Element worship services, and through life groups in various venues. So I'm going to ask them to join me now as I list them off. Wes Kostick, would you please join me up here on one of these stools? Joey Enright, would you please join me? Nicole Falkenberry, would you please join me? And Emily Aragon, would you please join me? Thank you so much. And while I can't have every single student speak, I think this will be a good cross-section of students that will represent how God has used you guys, the student ministry, to speak into the lives of students. So Wes, what we're going to do is we're going to start with you, and I'm going to go through a list of four questions, and you're going to take as long as you need to, and just know we got to be out by 12 o'clock. Take as long as you need to answer these questions. And what we want to hear most is, how has the Lord used this student ministry, these adults that we just had stand, speak into your lives. And I'm going to frame those four questions, and each of you are going to answer one question that I ask, and then I'll come back and ask the second question, and we'll start with you again so as to give you a chance to read those off, and you've been prepared for this. So question number one, Wes and the gang, what has been your most significant moment in student ministry? Or maybe a better way to say it is, when did God speak the loudest into your life over your seven-year career here in Champion 4 student ministry? What's been your most significant moment, or when did God speak the loudest to you?
Okay, and I'll go ahead and answer both of those. It's kind of one moment. It was back, I think it was my eighth grade year at middle school camp, and it was when Tim Bach was speaking, and he gave his personal testimony, and it was the most amazing testimony I've ever heard. It's really powerful, and I think at that moment was the moment when I really heard God, and I could see, like, and really grasp that he can change a person's life, going from where Tim Bach was before he's a Christian and, like, seeing the way that God moved in his life and then knowing that God can do that in anybody's life. And that was really powerful.
That's incredible. So can I give a shameless plug real quick? Sure. Middle schoolers, Tim Bach will be back with us again this year at middle school. You need to be there because it can be a most significant moment in your life. So thank you. Yeah, that's powerful, man. He did a great job, and obviously God has used that to shape your life and made a difference, and I'm absolutely confident he'll use your testimony one day to do the same in the lives of students. Joey, same question to you. Most significant moment, or maybe when did God speak the loudest to you?
Is this on?
It is.
Okay. My most significant moment, or when God spoke the loudest to me, was through Francis Chan at a Freedom Weekend that we had with Student Life here, and basically, he just challenged us to accept our faith and believe who God is, even though we can't see him or feel him. And he just challenged us to take our faith to the next level and share it with others.
That's cool.
And so that's what changed me.
That's really cool. Was that 4 years ago? Were you you were a freshman there?
I was younger than that. I think I was in seventh grade or eighth
really?
Grade.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Man, time flies. You wait. One day when you're a parent, you're going, oh my goodness, where did all these years go? Good, that's incredible. I have no shameless plug for Francis Chan other than, man, praise the Lord that he used you. Used him in your life to make a difference and used you in his life, I'm sure. Nicole, tell us the same thing. What moment?
Mine's kind of two separate ones. The time that God spoke to me the loudest, I think, would be on my first mission trip in Kentucky when I was in eighth grade when I felt like God was calling me to be a missionary. And then my most important moment would definitely be this past December when I had the opportunity to go to Africa with a great team. And I didn't even know why God was calling me to go to Africa, and I didn't even see how it could happen, but God totally like worked miracles to get me there. And while we were there, I know Skipper's talked about it a few times, there was this one night, it was like pretty much I think it was our last night in Africa. We were just under millions of stars, and we were singing praise songs, and one of them was How He Loves. And it felt like all of the broken pieces of my life, just wow. God put them together, and I felt totally healed and loved.
Awesome. That's awesome. Amen. Good stuff. Emily, same question to you. Most significant moment, or when did God speak the loudest into your life?
Hello. Okay. Well, actually, I wanted to say first, before anything, is that this is my second year here at this church. And the moment that he spoke to me the loudest was when, actually, we are so blessed. Well, I'm very blessed. Everybody is blessed that we have a church that takes us to, like, places, to camps and stuff like that. So that's one thing we have to be thankful for. Well, I'm very thankful for. And I think it was my first year that I was here, and it was my sophomore year, and we went to camp. And I was spoken to, like, God spoke to me the loudest in a song, and we actually sang it right now, How He Loves Us. And it just gave me a flashback from when I went to the first time to camp, and that, I'm kind of glad we sung that song, because it's a memory that I will never forget, the first time I went to camp. And this song just, it's amazing, and it's like, He loves us. He really, really loves us, yep. And I'm really thankful for that.
Yep. Just out of curiosity, how many people has God used that song to speak into your life at some point? Just such a great song, my goodness. Truly, truly. So thank you very much. Very good. Well, let me move on to the next question. I'm probably going to condense this to two questions just for time's sake. Two more questions. Let's go with this one. Wes, tough question. But how have you allowed God to speak through you and to speak into the lives of others? during your career here at Champion for Student Ministry? How have you allowed God to use you as a voice to speak his word into other people's lives? That makes sense?
Yeah.
Good.
So a lot of the things that we learned about, especially this senior year, is how to defend our faith. And I also, on my own time, sometimes like to learn a lot about other faiths so that I can like see what they believe. And that way, when I'm witnessing to those people, I can connect with them, but also explain to them why what they believe is faulty and why what we believe is true. And what we've learned and what we've been prepared for throughout these years has really helped with that.
Amen. It's cool. It's good. Joey, same question to you. Do I need to repeat it?
Sure. Go ahead.
how has God allowed you to be used in the student ministry to speak into the lives of other students? And here's why I'm asking this, for the benefit of all the other students in this room, so they can see that God will use them to speak into the lives of their classmates and others. How has God used you to speak into the lives of others in this student ministry?
In the student ministry?
Mm-hmm. Or in life in general.
Okay, well, in life in general. I think mission trips obviously are one of the highlights of our summers and also our spring break, as we've been on a mission trip to England. And it's just life-changing to be on those mission trips. And I think that's a way that God's using us to reach not only people here and in the U.S., but also across the sea. And I know that we're impacting lives over there in England and through kids in the student ministry that are still there today and also every spring break. So that's
awesome. Good word, brother. Absolutely. That's why we go on mission. Good word. Nicole, same question to you. Do I need to repeat it?
No, I'm good. God has blessed me in that I feel like he's continually placed people in my life that I've been able to share my testimony with and just love on. And that's been such a great part about maybe like the hard times that we go through, like the pains that God can take good out of that by bringing joy into other people's lives and helping them heal with maybe the same thing. And Dulossing has been great with that too, just connecting with middle schoolers and helping them.
Amen. Awesome. Very awesome. We got a number of Dulossers in here that needed to hear that God will use them to speak in other people's lives. So very good. And Emily, same question to you. How has God used you or allowed you to speak into the lives of others?
Okay. Well, last year I was asked to be an usher for the Spanish service. And so I did it for quite a while. And then, I mean, I was happy. I liked it a lot. But then one day this lady from the Spanish service to say, are you interested in serving for the, I haven't done it for the students here, but for VBS, for the little ones. And she's like, do you want to be a to teach them and help them and all that? And then when I started, I just fell in love with it. And oh my God, the little kids are so amazing. And so that's how he used me.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. Very awesome. So, so last question, and I'm going to step down here to ask this question because you're about to get to chance to speak into the lives of the student ministry, all right? And what you're about to say next could make a very big difference, like the people you mentioned that spoke into your lives. To the other seniors, here's what I would ask. As I ask this question, I want you to answer it for yourself, and here's why. Today is not necessarily the last day that we will see you. We will see you until high school mission trip, kind of the last day. You guys will continue to be in service with us. You'll continue to be a part of the student ministry. And so you still have opportunities, Sarah, to speak into the lives of students while you're here. So that being said, I want you to process this question as they share their answers. Here's the question. If you could say anything to the students in this building that are not seniors, that will be here after a high school mission trip and be a part of the student ministry for years, some 6 years, if you could say anything to them that you would say would make a huge difference in their life and how they can maximize the impact that the student ministry and these teachers and leaders can have in their life, if you could give them one bit of advice, what would you say to them? Your parting words, final moment of wisdom, where you get to share your infinite knowledge or finite knowledge with this group of people. Okay? Got it? Okay.
Okay, if you're not already, I definitely want to stress that you really need to get involved with all the activities that we have in the student ministry. And we're so blessed to have so many opportunities to be able to go on mission trips or camp or anything like that. And these opportunities allow you to have the student ministry make a big impact in your life, but also allow you to make a big impact in the lives of others. And that is so important.
Amen. Get involved. I agree 100%. And never let there be a barrier. If God has for you to be involved, there will be a way for you to be involved, whether it be schedule conflicts, whether it be financial conflicts, you name it. There's a way for you to get involved. Joey, what would be your words of wisdom?
I have two things, actually.
Okay, great.
First is accountability partners, and that's something that's been big for me. I've got two best friends that we can tell everything to, and that those guys hold me accountable in my walk with God, and I'm there to help them and hold them accountable. And then those people will make will keep you on the right path, and they'll impact your life like none other. And then the second thing is, do not relax while you're here at church, because God's going to speak to you everywhere. So, like, whether it be the outside element unleashed with like a 10-minute Bible study, you got to listen to what God's going to tell you. And then if you're in life groups or wherever you are, it's not a daily routine. It's you got to listen. So.
Wow. If somebody write these down, these are brilliant, by the way. Very good. So I love it, man. Accountability, and always be ready to hear God speak in whatever environment it might be. And I think you'd say this, God will speak in some strange environments if we would just listen to him. Good word. Nicole, what would you say?
I would just really want to encourage all of you guys not to wait to grow in your relationship with Christ. Even if you're a sixth grader and you're thinking, oh, I'll start thinking about God when I'm a seventh grader, or you're waiting till you're a senior or college or whatever, don't wait. You're not going to regret it, to really start getting into the Word and knowing God on a personal level, and it's going to change your life. And I just want to encourage you, like, you know, going to camp or a mission trip, and you're like, okay, that's when I'll, you know, spend time with God, and then I'm going to go back to whatever I was doing before. Like, let those experiences grow you and not start something and then end it.
Amen. Awesome. Very good word. Very good word. Hopefully it sinks in. Take advantage of the now, and don't wait until one day when God's going to use you. Believe it or not, he's using you right now, even if you're in sixth grade, seventh grade, you name it. And Emily, last word.
Okay. Well, what I want to say first to the ninth graders that are going to be in high school, don't be scared. I was scared when I was like, oh my goodness, freshman year. Don't be scared. Remember that God is with you, and just have him in your prayer. Just do a quick little prayer before you go to school, enter class, or whatever. Just know that God is with you. And for the sixth graders, the other little ones, just know that God is with you.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. You know what, Emily, you actually stole one of my points that I was going to close with, that we walk by faith and not by sight, and that we should walk in courage into the unknown, because by faith, God will accomplish more than we could ask, imagine, or dream if we would just walk knowing that God is with us. Thank you guys very much. The rest of the seniors, here's what I'd ask you to do. Over the next several weeks, tell these students in whatever venue you have exactly what God just spoke in your heart to share. So would you guys do me a favor and give a hand to these students and to our senior class? So let me finish this way. I was going to share a charge with you guys. I don't have time to do that this morning, so I'll share some of that tonight. But here's how I do want to finish. I want to finish by saying this. Here's what you represent today. You represent potential. You sit here today as a graduated class, and you represent potential. Potential to do immeasurably more than you could ever ask, imagine, or dream with the Holy Spirit in your life. We have no idea what is represented in this room in terms of your futures and the impact you'll make. Some of you guys will be doctors. Some of you guys will be lawyers. Some of you guys will be small business owners. Some of you guys will be homemakers, vice presidents. Some of you guys will be mothers, fathers. We know all that. What we don't know is the intangible. What potential lies ahead for you? What are you going to do with the gifts that God's given you? This is not an end. This is a beginning. And your future starts now. Here's what I believe. And please hear me. If you've not heard anything I've said to you in the last 7 years, hear this. If you walk by faith and you follow God and pursue your potential, this is what I believe, Reese. We have people in this room, in this senior class, that will radically transform this world with and for the gospel. We have missionaries in this room that will see countless people saved because they were willing to be a missionary. We have people in this room that will help eradicate hunger, sex trafficking, you name it, if you live up to your potential. We have in this room, Bradley, the kind of leadership necessary to change the heart of America once again and to make this country a great nation that still believes in God we trust. Potential. What are you going to do with it? Here's what I would ask you. Don't quit with what the Lord's given you. You have received a goal, a purpose in life. Kylie, you have a purpose in life. Don't give up on that purpose. Even sometimes when it looks like there's no way you're going to accomplish it and the dream is too big, don't give up on it. It's up to you to live up to your potential, Tori. It's up to you. You have that responsibility and task in life. Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 4, he wrote this to a young protege of him, of his, a senior, if you will, that was graduating in his ministry. He said this, he said, see to it that you complete the work you have received in the Lord. See to it you complete the work you have received in the Lord. It's up to you to accomplish that for which God has ordained you to accomplish. It's nobody else's responsibility. Would you say that with me? It's nobody else's responsibility. It's up to me. And I end with this. The wise words of philosopher, theologian, and television personality, Cy Robertson, said this, hey, Jack, if you want something done right, do it yourself. It's up to you. Would you bow your heads with me as Julian comes out?